95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon from 3 to 7.
Good morning unto thee, sir.
Good afternoon.
Oh, yes, that's right.
How dare you?
Just morning to me, really.
How dare you try and trip me up? What time did you get up?
I don't remember.
Two?
Somewhere around there.
Okay, good.
I got here in time. That's pretty good. Come on.
And you love the weather.
I do. This is beautiful. Yeah. This is awesome. I think I'm the only one who does. Everyone else is upset.
I don't think that's true.
No?
No.
I would like to find out.
Because I've always said I could use sun 99% of the time. Like, I'm good with this.
Right.
But then
only
tomorrow,
right,
I need sun.
Yeah, I was like almost 90 last week, so I didn't expect more of this. But June gloom. Hell yeah.
Also, did you see that Donald Trump may have worn his pants backwards?
Now they're saying, oh, that's not the case, but it looked backwards to me.
Sure did.
You've worn your shirt backwards yourself a couple of times.
I've worn everything backwards. There's nothing I haven't worn backwards. Words and phrases that we're not using correctly.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing to keep coming across these, and then I see another batch, and I'm like, yep, no, these are weird. Everybody does them wrong. You know, English.
Everybody does them wrong.
Yeah, every single human on the planet. Yeah. We'll go through those a little later. I think you'll find them interesting. Or you won't.
Excellent. The U.S. played Mexico in soccer last night.
That was a nice and quiet game.
And won, yes. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of fan interaction, shall we say?
Let's put it that way.
So we'll talk about that as well in our 1 second of nonstop wrong.
Wow, it is all the way up to $500.
Correct.
That's still a nice chunk of change.
This hour.
Yep.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
And have you run into LA rats yet? I've been everywhere. It sounds like this.
I'm just saying it's fine for a day.
Yeah.
I'm happy with it.
I would like a week of this weather.
I'm good with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Till tomorrow.
Well, till tomorrow. You really want the sun back that soon?
95.5 KLOS on California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yeah, I could do one day a month.
One day a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's nice to roll out of bed super late, bit of a hangover, although the, you know, and it's not bright, not sunshiny bright.
So does it feel like you're being interrogated?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yes. And so, you know,
if you didn't have a hangover every day,
right,
do you think that would help?
Maybe. But, you know, I wouldn't want it this way. I wouldn't want it this way in Los Angeles all the time because it wouldn't be L.A. after a while. I mean, this is the regular weather we have is what makes L.A. big part of it. Makes it what it is.
Yeah,
everybody's here. So, but a little bit of this June gloom, I love. People get really upset because, you know, this month generally, traditionally, I've even heard commercials saying it's June gloom and it was 90 degrees and bright and sunny out. But it's just assumed that it's going to be this way, you know, through this month. And some people are so upset. I hate it. I can't stand it. I'm like, no, come on.
I mean, I don't hate it.
Yeah, like a month. It's good.
No, a month is way too long.
Let's see what folk think. What do you think?
818-955-KLOS. You love it.
Or,
and you're fine with it every day.
Or
you're a right-thinking American.
You can take a month of it, or you just really, I mean, you know. Let's take 150 calls on it. What do you think?
I think that might be too many.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS, 130 calls. I mean, I don't want to move to Seattle, but I do love this weather. I just love it so much.
I feel like you want to move to Seattle.
I do want to live by the beach for a long time. It was my favorite place I ever lived, mainly because you get this pretty much every
month. This a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so I think ultimately, I just want to live by the beach.
So June gloom, into it or not? KLOS, hello.
I love the weather. Can you believe it? I went outside and everything was slippery on the bricks. It was rainy.
Yes.
It was the rain, like the Beatles song.
Hell yeah.
But do you want it, like, for a full month?
I would like it for 3 more months.
Yeah.
I hate summer.
Listen, honestly, nobody lives in Southern California for the summers, I don't think. I think everybody lives in Southern California
for the other nine
months that are sunny and 70 and beautiful.
Some of us come out from under the rocks. Hello.
Right. Take it easy, dude.
Thanks for calling, man. And I agree. Yeah, 3 more months. KLOS, do you love the weather or do you hate it?
I love it.
Yay!
Love it. Stays on the air conditioning bill, and you don't get so bitchy.
Thank you.
That sounds like a you problem.
No, and a me problem.
This is Jenny Jones. My husband, who was supposed to go on a lunch date with me, went out to dinner with his friends. Remember the phone call a few weeks ago?
I
still haven't been to a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, he snuck out, and he went right. Yeah, that's right. And he still hasn't taken you somewhere?
He did the right thing.
Did you hear that? I'll slap him for you. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kayla. Hi, KLOS. What do you think about the weather?
I think it's great.
Yay!
For for 24 hours.
Oh, no, no, for the entire month of June, all June gloom.
I love it.
Yeah, here, here. I concur, sir. Thank you for calling. So it looks like I win. You owe me $100. Wasn't that the best?
We did not.
Didn't we? I'm sure we did.
We did not.
Let's roll the tape back.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Should we say we've picked a kind of easy one this time?
Well, again, we don't know because we couldn't play this game.
Yeah, there's no way.
We think we may have picked an easy one.
Yes, and that was the intention, sort of.
Correct.
You know, they're all a second long. They're all from a song you know, but every once in a while, it seems like some are a little bit harder, like that one that went to $7,500.
Yes. So it's time for you to identify this new clue. You haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, and be really nice. Miss it so that someone else can get $1,000 or $1,500.
So that it adds up.
Yeah,
right.
Be nice.
Do the right thing.
Pay it forward. Yeah, all right, so give it a good listen, and if you think you know what it is, be caller 13. Tell us the name of the song and the artiste, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Here you go. What do you think that is? Now's the time to call, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Bill Merkel.
Hey, Bill Merkel, you're caller 13.
Right on.
Right on, right on.
Hell yeah, man.
All right, so we're going to play the clip. Then you have to tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you'll win $500.
Okay.
Am I right?
You tell me when you're ready. Just say, all right, hit it, man.
Yes, go, press play.
How is All Right, Hit It, Man so difficult?
You confused my brain. But there you go. Did you get it, and what do you think it is?
It's the Rolling Stones. And the title is, just give me a little bit. Rolling Stones.
Yes.
So and, oh gosh.
I'm not saying yes to the Stones, I'm just saying yes.
You've said that so far.
Continue. Okay.
You've said a thing.
Oh. You're gonna
Rolling
have to
go. Stones.
Yes.
And gosh.
Gosha? I don't know that one. Was that on the third album? Gosha, that was good. I remember I rocked that one time.
I'm just struggling. Rolling Stones.
Are you not getting a signal? Is that the problem?
A strong signal.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were looking on Google there.
All right, song title.
Yeah, song title. We need it now.
Rolling Stones. Shadow Wait. I'm just trying to run it through my head. Oh, gosh. Rolling Stones.
I mean, at this point, pick a Stone song.
Yeah. Any Stone song will do. It won't win you anything, but it'll do. It may not.
Oh, gosh.
We get off the air at 7, man.
I got to go to the bathroom, dude. Come on.
Yeah, shoot.
Hey, language. I think we're going to have to draw a line here.
I believe so.
Three.
Two. Wait, Rolling Stones.
One. I mean, we gave him plenty
For God's
chances.
Sakes, he had a half
that
hour
was like...
to think of any Stone song. I mean, it may not have been right, but at some point when you've been on the line for a half hour, don't you go, all right, I'm just going to pick any Stone song.
That was a little painful.
Brown Sugar, whatever, I don't care.
I know what he did. He was bumping it up for the next person. It's $1,000 now.
He did the right thing.
That was nice.
95.5, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is one of my favorite stories over the weekend.
Yeah, this is weird.
It's super bizarre. Donald Trump spoke at a North Carolina Republican Party convention June 5th.
That is weird. Oh,
which
wait.
Is 2 days ago.
Right.
In his 90-minute speech, he endorsed another Republican for North Carolina. And there was a picture taken of him when he introduced that guy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a picture taken of Donald Trump where it looked like his pants were backwards. And I say that because there was no zipper.
All right. Well, maybe they're pull-ups, those special pull-up things.
And it looked like butt cheeks in the front.
Yes, it did.
The
I
pants.
Could see that. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now, as a guy who wears clothes backwards frequently.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't.
Inside out.
This is odd. I mean, I've worn like a sweat jacket inside out for the whole day.
Yeah, and your shirt backwards with the actual
tag. I had my shirt backwards. That's
your
happened.
Neck.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it would be easy to wear your pants back.
Yeah, those are dress pants. I mean, you know, we actually did a bunch of movies when I was in high school, really bad little video movies. And one of the scenes, the guy had to have all his clothes on backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And it took like 20 minutes to make it happen because it's not easy. You can't do it yourself, generally. It's not easy. So maybe he had help or...
I say we find out.
Okay,
let's
how are we going
to
do
the
that?
Heineken 00 hotline and say, good afternoon, Donald Trump.
Whoa.
Hello. You're welcome to have me on your show.
Wow, I got a list of things I want to say.
You're lucky to have the 45th president of the United States on your program. Mm-hmm.
And you're saying the 47th as well.
I will be reinstated. That's a fact. It's going to happen.
You know, that's not possible.
Take a look.
Okay.
But, I get my list
at a level that has never happened before, the support of the American people.
Why were your pants on backwards, sir?
All right. Fake news, okay? More fake news.
Oh. I mean, I saw the picture.
Yeah, we did. We all saw it.
I did not have my pants on backwards.
Why was there no zipper?
Very special pants.
Special pants.
Special pants.
Okay.
Because I have a bulge at a level that no one's ever seen before, okay? Never before, they said. I was at the doctor, and the doctor said, I don't know why you get all that in your pants. And I said, because I have special pants made for the bulge in the front of my pants.
Well, we have never seen it before. Is it brand new to your existence?
Oh, the bulge is a diaper.
Yes.
It wasn't clear. I don't know if I was giving the wrong impression. I have to wear adult diapers.
I see.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Because of all the Adderall I do, you see. I put an output of poop. Nobody poops like I do, okay?
I'm starting to wonder, maybe this isn't the right, person. Thank you, sir. Tom!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is the kind of sound I like right there. Just something loud and fast. Agreed. Hell yeah. Yeah.
What is this list of words that you have that we've all used wrong?
Yeah, apparently, nonplussed. I'm always amazed how many words I just still get wrong. I have a website I go to every couple of years and run into the... Are you looking up nonplussed right now?
I don't
know
what that means.
Oh, nonplussed?
Yeah.
See, I've always thought that it meant like bored or unimpressed. That was my...
Seems like that's what it would...
But it actually means stunned or bewildered.
Nonplussed.
Yes. So, like, the market crash left the experts nonplussed. Now...
I've never heard that word.
I love that word.
But I didn't read dictionaries as a child.
But I use that word wrong. When I come across it in fiction, I'm always like, well, why would they, like, be not impressed by this crazy thing that happened?
But it's the opposite.
Yeah. Another one is parameter. Now, you think of parameter as being what?
The outer limits.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's wrong.
The parameter of the building is the outside of the building.
We got to work within these parameters.
Yeah.
No, it turns out parameter, and I always forget this as well, refers to a variable. It does not mean a boundary condition or limit. So the forecast is based on parameters like inflation and interest rates. So things that can fluctuate and change.
That's not right.
I know, right?
Right. This is what you get for reading.
Two more, and I think this is super weird. Verbal does not mean oral or spoken.
Oral, yeah, baby.
It means,
verbal means spoken.
It means in linguistic form. So in other words, visual memories last longer than verbal ones. If I were to describe something to you, the likelihood that you're going to remember it is lower than if you had seen it because it was verbal.
Right.
But it doesn't mean speaking out loud.
But that's what verbal is.
That's what people use it as, and it's incorrect.
Agree to disagree on that one.
I have a friend who does that all the time. He's like, works for the sheriff's department. Anytime you say something and you have a fact on it, agree to disagree.
Yep.
What's wrong?
It's the best when you're wrong.
It's the best. So, like, nonverbal isn't really accurate. Isn't that interesting?
Okay.
It's not really accurate.
And I'll continue to not use that.
Here's the one that really kills me, though, and everybody says this, begs the question.
That begs the question.
Right.
Which means what you just heard demands that this question be asked.
Yes, and answered. But that's how everybody uses it?
That's what it means.
That ain't what it means.
Agree to disagree.
I beg to differ. Basically, it's saying that when you say you beg the question, you're saying that the statement that you just heard assumes the truth of what that sentence that you just heard should have actually proven. So it's like someone saying, well, for example, when I asked the dealer why I should pay more for the German car, he said I would be getting German quality. But that begs the question. He didn't answer the question at all. He's assuming that, German quality, everybody knows that that's the best. Do you know what I mean?
So, yes, I know what you mean, but I don't understand how it means.
There's no proof there. It's just an assumption. It's just a belief.
Okay.
So that now.
So it doesn't actually beg a question of any type.
No. It's like, actually, it's basically saying the question I ask you, I'm begging you still to answer it because you didn't.
Hmm.
It's weird. I love that kind of stuff, though.
I'm not a fan.
And when you try and
I can't
write...
use regular words correctly. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I was working out today, and I really didn't feel like working out at all.
Right.
So I got a text from Keith, our boss, and it said car chase on Channel 5.
Oh, an excuse to stop the workout.
So I was like, oh, well, I better go watch.
Gotta find out what's going on.
And my house is very close to the gym, so I just like I literally bailed, went home, and watched it. It was a guy on a motorcycle, and cop cars can never keep up with motorcycles, ever.
Nope.
And we've done call-in topics before, and we'll have to do this another day, but you got away from...
Right.
A police chase.
Right. Where's the motorcycle cop? Shouldn't they just immediately be called out for a motorcycle chase?
I mean,
shouldn't that be the...
don't think that's the thing. I think the helicopter just tracks him until he goes into wherever.
It's gotta be the easiest.
So the helicopter was on him, but like Channel 5 and then Channel 11, they would be blocked because of the weather.
Oh, that's right.
It would be really, really foggy or cloudy, and they couldn't see from that vantage, so they'd have to get over to another vantage
point.
And he was going 130 at one point.
Wow. You know, when you crash on a motorcycle going 130, you're always fine.
Well, I think so.
Nothing ever happens.
Yeah, no,
you
that's good.
Bust into a million pieces.
That's all good.
Yeah.
But I saw something for the first time that I've never seen before.
Mm.
The guy pulled into a gas station.
Okay.
The guy that was running on the motorcycle.
He was out of gas.
Pulled into a gas station.
Right.
And he parked his motorcycle behind a car that was getting gas.
Okay.
And it depends on who you listen to. I was watching it on two different channels because they couldn't see for that reason. So I was flipping back and forth, and one channel thought that they saw it. Another channel thought they didn't see it. So the people are getting gas. The guy walks inside. The woman gets inside the car.
Right.
The guy on the motorcycle pulls the gas thing out of their tank and puts it in his.
Oh, wow.
And it's just
starts
like
filling up really quick.
Not filling up, but he only did it for like 5-6 seconds.
Right.
And then he put it back in their car and took off.
And he put it back. He didn't just drop it.
No.
That's actually kind of nice.
He was being thoughtful.
Thoughtful, yeah.
He put it back in the guy's car.
But he did charge that guy.
It was so weird to see
weird.
That. And then you watch him and you go, I don't know if they see him or not.
Right.
I don't think they saw him.
Right.
I've never seen anything like that.
Right.
And then he ends up going into a parking garage, which is usually the way they get away.
Yep.
Except for he took off his jacket and just walked out, and the police were all waiting right there. And they just were like,
yeah.
Right, come with us.
Yeah.
He was lame.
Yeah.
He should have gotten away.
Yeah, I mean, he thought
he was very creative.
Gas thing
he
at
got
first.
Gasoline.
Yeah, it was actually kind of steeled nerves right at that moment in time.
Put the gas back in the car, took
it
off.
Yeah.
Got into a parking garage.
And then blew it.
Dude! Right?
Come on!
You are disappointing!
Two very different sounds there from 1980, Queen, and right before that, Ozzy. From the year 1980. Very interesting year for music. Back in Black that year as well.
Yeah.
Rock.
Quite good.
Yeah.
Speaking of rock, we have $1,000 to give away.
Hell yeah.
For our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Thanks to that last gentleman who decided never to give us the title of the song.
He said Rolling Stones, and we said we can't tell you if that's right or not.
Yep.
And then he thought about a song title We timed it. A full minute and a half.
That's a long time in radio world.
And couldn't think of any Stones song.
Yeah, or just like throw anything out.
At the end of it, we were like, just say a Stones song, dude. What's wrong with you? All right, so we have the clip again. This is the second time we're doing it, so it's worth $1,000. You listen to the clip. You be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and you tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you win a grand.
And here is said clip. What do you think that is?
You know what to do. Good luck.
It's Kevin Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hugo.
Hugo, you're caller 13.
Oh, my goodness.
Nicely done. For $1,000, we're going to ask you the name of the song and the artist for this clip that we played. Don't tell us now, but do you think you know it?
Yes, I do know.
All right.
Well, do you know what you're going to do with $1,000 if, in fact, you do know?
Yeah.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play it for you. And you're going to give us the info, and then we'll give you the cash. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here you go, Hugo. What is it?
It's Rolling Stone, Give Me Shelter.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for giving us the Yes, sir.
Nicely done. You got $1,000. What are you going to do with it?
Oh, I'll probably spend it on a dinner or with my family or something.
Well, that's going to be an expensive dinner.
Yeah, wow.
Hell yeah, good for you.
You have a family of 300? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sometime this hour before 6 o'clock, we're going to play Guns N' Roses' Paradise City. When you hear it, be caller 25.
It is the Disney jam of the day. We got a four-pack of tickets. You decide if you're going into California Adventure or Disneyland. Which, you know, remember when you used to do that sort of thing? Go into parks,
sure,
and have some fun? How weird. That's between now and 6 sometime we'll
Seems
play.
To be happening again.
Yes,
finally. Which is exciting.
Getting there, yeah.
Last night was a big soccer game between the United States and Mexico.
Huge game.
I don't know if you've been to any of these rivalries.
I have not. You love to go.
I really do.
You love to be in a crowd. So, you know, we've talked about this a few times. People love to boo. You know, you get a crowd cheering and whatever. That's nice. But booing and whatever, it's your favorite, right?
I mean, yes. So if it's deserved.
A bit of that going on yesterday.
But there was a lot more than that going on, which normally does with the Mexican national team.
Right.
And that's that people in the stands share their beer with people on the field.
That's
which
a nice
I think
way
is very
it.
Kind.
Share the beer.
So they were tied after 90 minutes.
Right.
And they go into overtime. And the overtime is a 30-minute period, 15 minutes with a break in between.
Right.
And Christian Pulisic, with, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes left to go, goes into the penalty box and gets fouled and gets a penalty kick. And this is the announcement for the referee.
It's a penalty for the U.S.
So they run over and they set up the ball.
Uh-huh.
And Christian Pulisic hits the perfect penalty.
Wow.
Pulisic! Buries it in the upper 90! In a match in which the U.S. has shown so much character, it's their first ever Champions League winner who played in the final, who answers the call in the very next final. USA 3, Mexico 2 in extra time.
USA! USA!
So he takes off his jersey, Christian Pulisic, and runs over. And I showed you the picture.
Yeah, it's
He's
great.
Holding up his finger like, shh, to
amazing.
The Mexican fans.
Wow.
And he got showered with pretty much a little bit of everything.
Which he knew was coming. He's
of
like,
course.
Bring it.
Not as much as Landon Donovan, who I believe in 2009 was in Mexico's stadium, Azteca Stadium.
Oh, right. Wow.
And he was going to kick a corner kick, and he got hit with a glass of pee.
A glass of pee.
And a glass of puke. I don't know exactly how you gather the second one.
I don't want to know.
Listen, someone has to throw up. I'm not sure how that happens, but it was very exciting. And then they called another penalty on the U.S. at 120 minutes. So basically the game is over.
Right.
But Mexico gets their free kick.
Wow. It's a penalty for Mexico. Wow. Past the 120th minute.
Now the guy takes the penalty kick and the goalie for the United States is the backup. The original goalie goes out injured and this is the backup.
Okay.
And he makes an unbelievable stop.
Nice.
Giving the U.S. the victory.
Right.
Guardado from this spot. And he's denied! Horvath with the save of his life! The hero off the bench for the U.S.
Imagine being that guy.
No, right?
The backup.
And
I didn't even think I was going to play today.
Right. And here's your chance to totally blow it or
yes.
Damn.
And odds are usually with the PK kicker.
Sure.
Like it's not usually with the goalie like
right.
it is in hockey.
Yeah.
So he made an unbelievable stop and,
wow.
and the U.S. wins. But
wow.
let's talk about fan behavior, shall we?
Okay.
I've been to a lot of hockey games.
Right.
Hockey fans can be super rough. It's a rough crowd.
Right.
Probably the roughest.
Right.
I would say soccer
is close second. And then further.
I mean, it's a close second, though. Mexico really does stand out quite a lot.
Right. Right.
So we
right.
can play other countries and that kind of behavior doesn't really happen.
Right. Right.
But it does when we're playing Mexico. And you can kind of count on it. So
it's like your next door neighbor. You know, you're always a little, like that kid you used to throw rocks at all the
Robbie
time.
Robbie Joyner,
just has something going on, man.
Sure.
You got something to,
and
you know.
So they pretty much fight every game.
Right.
And there was a red card kicking out the Mexican coach for putting hands on the ref. It was just a beautiful nightmare.
Right.
It was really fun to watch. So we are going to take your phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. If you've been to a sporting event and you've run into troubled fans. Or those fans thought you were the troubled fan.
Ah.
It happens occasionally.
Right.
If you're going to wear the other jersey, let's say I go to a Ducks game and I wear a Kings jersey.
Right.
You kind of have to low-key it.
Right. Which you've done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the intention. You know you're going in.
You can stand up and cheer, but you don't point at people.
Right.
I mean, you're not begging people to punch you in the face
unless
or throw
you are.
Their beer at
right.
you.
Maybe some folks.
Some people are.
Look for that.
I'm not
yeah.
down with that,
right,
so
right.
I'm good.
Yeah.
And I'm not a rub it in your face kind of a person.
Right.
When you go to sporting events, there are people like that.
Yeah.
And that tends to happen. So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are talking about bad fan behavior. You ran into it, sir?
All right. So I'm a big SEO football fan. And I was in Death Valley in Louisiana at an LSU game.
Right.
And if you're familiar with LSU and Death Valley, if anybody's on the radio has ever heard about it or been there, they know how dangerous it is when it's football time.
Right.
So I'm sitting there, we're beating LSU, and this about 250-pound LSU fan behind me, I guess I got annoyed with me, but he took my hat, and he literally, like, frisbeed it into the crowd. I turn around, and I go to punch this guy in the face. And like something out of an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, I literally get my arm caught by somebody else's arm, and they're like, bro. I'm like, what? They're like, dude, what are you doing? I was like, dude, that guy just threw my hat in the crowd. I'm about to beat him. He goes, dude, look around. I looked around, and there were LSU fans top to bottom in the whole section just licking their lips
yep.
for me to swing on that LSU fan.
They were just waiting for their chance.
Go! Get him!
Later that night, Ole Miss lost that game, but later that night, an Ole Miss fan got killed in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
I never went back to Death Valley again.
Wow.
That's probably a good choice for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. That's exactly the kind of call we're looking for.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We were talking about the USA versus Mexico last night and great fan behavior. You have a story, sir?
So I was watching Mexico play Cameroon, okay?
Mm-hmm. And where was this again? I'm sorry. You were there.
I was in Brazil.
Right, in Brazil.
In Brazil.
And yes, Kevin, you were there for this.
I was there for that, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Weird is that?
So yeah, the people, the Cameroon fans, they're pretty rowdy. There was only a few of them. I would say there's probably only about 50 of them, compared to like another 40,000 Mexicans that were there, right?
Right.
And they were rowdy and they were loud with their drums to the point where they knew that we were getting annoyed, but they kept doing it more and more, and so we started throwing beer back at them, right? Shut up.
I mean, it could be worse, dude. They could be throwing something you didn't want to drink.
Yeah. Something of vomit.
Well, most likely it was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Water.
Right. Right on. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. KLOS, hello. Bad fan behavior.
Bad fan behavior hotline.
Sluggo, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Good. How are you?
This is a great story, but it's 2006 World Baseball Classic. And believe it or not, it's involved Mexico again. So it's Mexico
what?
Versus USA. Yeah, really? So Mexico versus USA. It's probably like the third or fourth inning, one of the left field bleachers. It's majority Mexican fans versus American fans. And I see this old man in front of us, like two rows up. He stands up and throws this big old wad of peanuts at these people holding the American flag. I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's interesting.
All right, that's cool.
another hit.
I'm down with that.
Fine. So then another inning, it happens. Another inning goes on, and maybe I had another couple more pops, and he did it again, and I just leaped over two rows and tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, don't do that. But what happened was it incited a riot in the left field bleachers.
What a surprise. How could you have seen that coming?
Everything was so calm and peaceful.
So you started a riot in the crowd.
Basically, the security guard said, okay, you guys need to get out of here. Just for your own safety.
That's probably smart.
Yeah, right? Right on.
Not really.
Thanks for calling in, man. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS. You know, one week ago, right now, it was Memorial Day, and I was laying around the couch, not very sober. Here we are at
right.
work. I think I prefer the other one. I mean, I enjoy your company, Kevin.
I don't think you do.
But I really just want to go home and pet the kitty. So I'm going to do that.
You do that.
Okay.
And I'll see you tomorrow at 3.
All right, man. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you doing? I was going to propose that we had another rule for the 1 second of Don't Stop Rock.
And that would be?
And that would be if any idiot calls up and goes, you know, wasting time, they should have to pay you guys $500.
Hey!
I love it.
I love this idea. That is a fine plan.
Sir. I would like to pass this rule. Can I get a second?
Can I get a second?
Yes.
Hell yeah, done. Hey, that was that song of the day thing.
That's that song.
Disney Jam deal.
Hey, wait, that's that song.
Yeah, that's that one.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, am I caller 25?
You are caller 25.
Woo!
Nicely done.
You got the Disney Jam of the day, sir.
Awesome. That's so cool.
All right, now here's the big decision. Which park do you want to go into with a family four-pack from Disney?
Well, I think I'll probably do California Adventure.
All right.
We'll allow it.
Yeah.
When was the last time you actually went with your family and friends to some sort of amusement park?
Well, actually, I took my grandkids 2 weeks ago to Disneyland. That's all. Now they're going to be surprised because they want to go see the other one.
Somehow
I feel like you want to go to the other
one.
Yeah.
Well.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Right on. What's your name?
Dan.
Dan, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
And Heidi and Frank will announce tomorrow's Disney Jam of the Day sometime in the morning on KLOS. Two music icons met for the very first time on this day in rock in 1978. Backstage at the Universal Amphitheater here in Los Angeles, Tom Petty met Bob Dylan for the very first time. It was on this day in rock in 1993 when on his 35th birthday, Prince changed his name to that unpronounceable symbol. I can't believe he was only 35 when that happened. It was on this day in rock in 2004 when AC/DC's Back in Black album went double diamond. It was the sixth album with RIAA certified sales of more than 20 million in America. Shania Twain was the next. She was the seventh. And both of those albums were produced by Robert John Mutt Lange.